I hear old Billy Collett's dead across at Ivanhoe Aston. Last Friday he died. I reckon they'll miss him over there. They don't grow him like old Billy every day. He cut a hole in his gas mask so he could get his pipe through. He used to do all his own cooking, you know, in one of these little Emmanuel saucepans. Old Mrs. Wibden used to go in there every 3 or 4 weeks and give it a wash out for him. Of course, he lived all by himself, you see, after his old gal died. Ah, he thought the world of her, you know. He used to worry himself to death because she wasn't married. He was a rare one, was old Billy. They don't grow him like him every day. He could spit on a flea. Well, he used to say, why crack him when you can drown him? And he always had an answer, you know, no matter who he was a-talking to. You couldn't catch him out. I remember when he got a job as a railway porter across at Cheddington, during the war, you know, when they took down all the signs and labels and that off everything, so as we shouldn't know where we was. Well, the first morning he was on duty, he forgot where he was, but he wasn't catched out, you know, wasn't catched out. When his first train steamed in, he just hollered out, here you are, for where you're going, haul you in there for here, get out. Ah. I remember when he moved into one of them old cottages down by Wellcroft. A proper old one, you know, with an outdoor sanatorium and that. Ah, and that garden wasn't half in a pickle. Well, it hadn't been lived in for nigh on 8 years, you know. There was thistles 5 foot high. But he mastered it. He got that so's you wouldn't have knowed it. You wouldn't have knowed it, I tell you. Taters, cauliflowers, cabbages, lettuces, geraniums. You wouldn't have knowed it, I tell you. And the old vicar come walking by one day and sticks his head over the wall. He says, ah, Willie, he says, it's wonderful what God can do in a garden with a little help, ain't it? And old Willie says, ah, he says, but you should have seen it when he had it to himself. Always had an answer, you know. Not like old Toggy Bygraves across at Pittston. He was supposed to have been dead and buried one time. Old Morty went over and measured him up. Ah, he had his coffin nearly finished. He'd only got to polish it and put the handles on, and then old Toggy come round. He lived another 9 years. Oh, old Morty wasn't half wild. He says, how about that coffin, Toggy? And old Toggy says, all right, he says, I'll have it. He says, I dare say that'll come in handy someday, he says. Put me half a dozen shelves in it, he says, so as we can use that for a cupboard, he says. Ah, he had that standing up in his kitchen for 9 years, alongside the fireplace. Well, that'll keep it warm anyhow, he says. I says to him, lucky job you finished growing, ain't it? And he laughed. Of course, he was a wonderful farmer, was old Toggy, you know. He used to say, treat your land same as you treat a baby. Keep its face clean and its bottom dry. But he had very loose lungs. They used to blow about in windy weather. You could hear them a-creaking. He used to eat lead shot to hold them down, you know. Else they reckon he'd have blowed away. So he used to swallow a mouthful of shot every now and again. That used to hold them down all right. I'm going to sing to you now. My love, she is a cookie, as sweet as apple pie. And if I cannot marry her, I'll know the reason why. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I love that gal, I do. She is the darling of my heart, my darling, darling Sue. My darling, 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 darling Sue. She's like a little barrel, her skin is white as milk. Her eyes are grey, her hair is black and smooth as any silk. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, I love that gal, I do. And I know I'll go stark staring mad without my darling Sue. Without my darling, 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 darling Sue. Good afternoon.